As the Trump transition team is sorting out its appointments, many are trying to read the policy tea leaves, and perhaps none more than the undocumented immigrant population. Already, President-elect has chosen Senator Jeff Sessions to head up the Justice Department. The Alabama Republican has supported a crackdown on undocumented immigration, as well as reducing the number of immigrants coming into the country. A small restaurant that caters to the local Hispanic population in Georgetown sits quietly. The owner, 45-year-old Irma Robiero, cooks up her customers' favorite dishes. She is from Guatemala and has been in the United States for the last 26 years and has recently gotten her papers. But many of her customers are undocumented. For her community, there was a lot of support for Clinton, given Trump's campaign pledge to deport all 11 million undocumented immigrants. She says that would clearly have an impact on her restaurant business.
Yes, of course, it affects them. It affects my relatives, my brothers, cousins, uncles. Well, at least my people who are here. There are many, like 50 or 60 or 100. Yes, people from where I come from. Unfortunately, not all of them are citizens to have a vote.
And she adds, Trump's election has spread fear throughout the local community.
Yes, the people are afraid not knowing. They are afraid of returning to their country because many people had problems back there. They assault people, they kill people, and people are running away from those situations.
According to exit polls, Trump received around 29% of the Hispanic vote, up from Mitt Romney's 27% 4 years ago. But those, of course, did not include the undocumented immigrant who cannot vote, but sat on election night taking in the returns. 50-year-old Juan Chavez sits at a nearby table. He comes from Guatemala, has been in this country for 11 years. He's here without papers. Chavez remembers when he first heard the news that Trump won.
It was 3 a.m., and I was leaving work when he won. I was not working at the moment, and I was with Hispanics who voted for Clinton. They said that Clinton lost. What are we going to do? They asked. The people were sad because he won. They were all for Clinton.
Sitting nearby is Santiago Velasquez, also from Guatemala. He's 59 and has been in the country since 1999, again, not legally.
I was with my brother, and he said to me, "That so be God's will. And if God touches his heart, then we will continue working here and it will be all right. But we have to wait. Anyhow, how many years is he going to be in office? Maybe just four. If God wants, he will behave. Otherwise, if he is not going to behave, he is not going to continue doing as the one that is now in office, Obama."
Trump opened his campaign describing undocumented immigrants as rapists and criminals, adding that some were good people. And he drew on the strong fear of illegal immigration that included his pledge to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. Velasquez from Guatemala says he's puzzled by the rhetoric used by the Republican standard bearer.
Well, I do not know what to think. We do not know what he is going to do. We only have to wait. He may try to deport all of the people. What can we do about it? We cannot do anything. Who knows if he wants us to leave the country without anything? Because, as people say, the Hispanics are the people who work. He has companies, so maybe he has people who work for him. So why does he have to dislike the people? If he has companies, then he is a businessman. Why does he have to dislike Hispanic?
Critics of the undocumented charge that they are taking away jobs and costing taxpayer money by taking advantage of education and other government services. Trump himself has cited a drain on the government treasury of $113 billion. That's according to FAIR, an organization that calls for tighter immigration. But those at the restaurant defended their presence in the country, even if they are here illegally. On Delmarva, many work in the poultry and construction industries, as well as landscaping. Irma Robiero, who owns the restaurant, sees many of the undocumented workers after they get off their jobs.
Pues sí. Pues a ellos también, si van por Trump, pues la verdad no sé cuál.
Well, yes, if they voted for Trump, I do not understand what they wanted, because there are Anglos who are benefiting from Hispanics. They have big companies, and the ones who do the jobs are Hispanic.
Entonces, si el Trump sacaría a toda esa gente, yo creo que...
And then just imagine companies will shut down, and Trump will also lose, because what will he do without workers?
And pro-immigrant groups argue that none of the estimates take into consideration the economic contribution to the economy. Chavez also notes that he's paying into the government coffers without necessarily getting the benefit.
I work at a chicken factory, and yes, they take the taxes out of our pay. Yes, I pay taxes, yes. And all of that money never comes back to us. Yes, sure, we pay Social Security.
Social Security Administration estimated that in 2010, undocumented immigrants paid a net $12 million into the trust fund. Government figures say that the net flow of undocumented in the United States slowed during the Great Recession to zero at one point. But if economic conditions change, especially in Mexico and Central America, more could try to make their way to the United States. Velazquez and his wife, both from Guatemala, seem to exemplify the two main motivations for these immigrants.
It is because of poverty. There was no work in Guatemala. We were looking for a job, but found none.
There are many killings, many kidnappings. That is what is happening in my country. That is why we came. And there are no salaries. All the things were very expensive. That is why we came, to seek a good life. Because Trump said we were all robbers. Well, not all of us are robbers.
In recent weeks, Trump has said he would initially focus on 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants who have committed crimes. After that, the future of those, like the customers in the restaurant, is still uncertain. But they take a resigned attitude towards their fate, essentially saying they are leaving it up to God's will. We had translation and repertorial assistance from Charito Calvachi-Mateco for this story. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.